Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jake Kokorowski, our buddy from BadgerBlitz.com, which is part of the Rivals Network, on the Schneider Orange Hotline right now. Jake, how are you, man? And are you in transit to Chicago at the moment?
We are. Yeah, I got the family here. We got some in-laws over in Pleasant Prairie. So hi to Barb and Brad Johnson for allowing us to check up with them for a couple of days as I have to go and do some traveling down to Chicago. But no, we're doing great, and the boys and the pup are behaving. So if you hear any dog barking, that's our dog.
Family trip and the in-laws get a shout-out on the Bill Michaels Statewide Network. They ought to be very happy with their son-in-law, my man. But Jake, you knew I was going to start off with this because the big story when fall practice arrives in a couple of weeks will be the quarterback battle. We've talked about Graham Mertz for well over a year. The hype machine is in full effect. And now he's on campus. And you know, there's going to be a large segment of the fan base that wants to see him start from day one. What do you think he has to show Paul Christ and the staff for that to become a reality? Because we know Jack Cohn is there as well. He's the other candidate to be your starter right now.
Yeah, Mertz showed, you know, he kept up during spring ball with the other three quarterbacks. And he this is a kid that should have been finishing up his high school year as a senior that last semester. Yet he's diving into the playbook. He didn't look out of the ordinary. He kept up with the other quarterbacks. He made some plays as well. You saw some. He could extend some plays. He has a great arm. He can make a deep out throw accurately. And as John Bedmeyer mentioned, he could actually, too, you know, he doesn't have to think when he throws. So he knows how to throw an accurate ball. But in fall camp, I think it just needs to show that he can string together these fall camp practices, the successful practices, one on top of another. It's going to be a different pace compared to spring ball, because what happens, you know, with spring ball, you have a practice and then maybe a meeting the day after to go over corrections. You can work on stuff with other players in the off time, and then come back the next practice and continue with the install. Now it's going to be a faster pace, likely, and more being thrown at you in terms of plays. So I think he needs to show that he is hands down above, you know, the best quarterback that can lead the offense. And I think Wisconsin will, and Paul Christ and offensive coordinator Joe Rudolph, I think they'll put in the quarterback that's going to allow Wisconsin's offense to score the most amount of points and be the most successful.
So you think he has a legit opportunity to be that starter game one?
I think he's got a shot. I think he put himself in position in spring ball to get those fall camp reps, and that's what spring ball is all about when it comes to, you know, Paul Christ mentioned it, John Budmeyer mentioned it, in his availability with reporters back in mid-April, is really, you know, the fall, you know, fall camp is set up for the season. Spring ball is set up, you know, to get you ready for fall camp. And, you know, Mertz put himself, in my opinion, put himself in the conversation, you know, and that, you know, you don't know who will get those fall camp reps. But, you know, I think it starts with Jack Cohn, who I didn't think did anything to hurt his chances. All of his reps were with the first team during the spring from what I saw. And on top of that, you know, Mertz is in that conversation just based on his performance in the spring. I'm wondering, too, as a kid like Chase Wolf, a redshirt freshman, in my opinion, is one of the most dynamic. I think he's the most dynamic quarterback in terms of his ability, his mobility, but also I think he's got the strongest arm out of the group. It's just a matter of him putting together the decision-making as to when to make the throw, when to tuck it run. But I really do like all – I think Wisconsin's quarterbacks all – I think it's a really talented room. But I think, you know, I think Cohn's there. I think Mertz is in the conversation for sure as to, you know, compete. And I think there could be a chance. I mean, down the road, we'll see how the season goes. But I think he's got the talent. We'll see how he just picks up the offense, and we'll see what he can do during the season, if anything.
Well, and by the way, talking to Jake Kokorowski of BadgerBlitz.com, regardless of who the quarterback is, their greatest asset is the quality running back behind them in Heisman hopeful Jonathan Taylor. But Taylor and the quarterback are both going to be reliant on the guys up front. And that's almost a cliche to say about the Badger program, because we know that's how they've been successful for 2 to 3 decades now. Jake, how do you see that unit shaking out? Because especially if it's Mertz, who does not have any collegiate experience, I'm of the opinion that the greatest way to sort of ease him into Division I college football is to have that quality O-line, allow Taylor to get going, and then ask Mertz to make throws here and there, and then start to put more on his plate as the season rolls along. But they're replacing some pretty big names, so how do you see that working out as camp rolls along?
Yeah, it's one of those things that's interesting where there's a lot of new changes, a lot of big changes, but in my opinion, some familiar faces. Wisconsin lost, as you mentioned, Marcus, you know, 4 out of the 5 regular starters from last year. You know, Michael Dieter, Bo Benchwell, David Edwards, all to the NFL. John Dietzen retired before spring ball. And so, you know, but it does, they return some players that really have game experience, and I think it's one of those. It's not a rebuild, but a reload year for the offensive line. We'll see if they can get to the level of a line like last year's that was among the best in the country in rushing the ball. You know, they opened up holes for Jonathan Taylor many a time, of course, on a way to almost 2,200 yards for the Doak Walker Award winner. But it all starts with Tyler Biadasz at the center. I think he's going to be an All-American candidate. And it starts with him. He'll be down at Big Ten Media Days. You know, he's down there now. I'll be talking with him tomorrow. But also left tackle Cole Van Lannen, he really, in my opinion, I consider him a starter because he took so many snaps at left tackle in place of Dietzen last year. I call him a starter as well. So they kind of anchor the line. Logan Brusk got some game time experience last year as a kind of a pseudo tight end in their large blocking formation where they had 7 linemen on the field at once. But they also added, Brusk also played in 3 games, started 3 games at right tackle when David Edwards was injured too. So I think the biggest questions in that offensive line, Marcus, is really wrapped around who starts at guard. And I think 4 players, Caden Lyles, Jason Erdman, Josh Seltzner, Caden Lyles, David Norman, Josh Seltzner, and Jason Erdman. Those 4 should compete for guard spots for playing time. And I think there's the talent there that really can, to continue that offensive line legacy for Wisconsin this year.
Jake, appreciate it as always. Love the insight. Very excited about camp getting underway and certainly Big Ten Media Days. Continued safe travels down to Chicago. We'll catch up, you and I, certainly here in the next few days, and look forward to talking about this team. Hopefully a big successful, or a very nice successful run for Wisconsin in 2019. Thanks, pal.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a good weekend ahead.
I appreciate it. Jake Kokoroski. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80 plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.